Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. Dr. Keith Jerome, the head of the UW Virology Department. The big question parents have, is sports ever going to be back to normal? And kids, how much danger is there to kids? What is the latest on that?
Well, you know, the sports, I've got a kid in high school who's just dying about the sports, and that's an important part of life, and everybody gets that. And it's so difficult, and it's so hard. You know, we all think as parents at times you kind of have to tell your kids you can't have this thing you want right now. That's a part of parenting sometimes, and that's sort of where I think we are almost as a society. We know the kids are at risk, and you know, I'm not sure that anything's really changed there that much, Dave, and we understand that children less frequently get symptomatic disease, and kind of the younger they are, the less likely they are to get symptomatic disease. Young people, even young adults, generally tolerate the infection well, but they also can get infected a lot, and they shed as much virus as anybody else, so they're as infectious as anybody else, which means even if they personally don't get sick, they can pass the infection forward. And especially here in Western Washington, we've made some really good progress in the last few weeks in terms of driving down the number of cases and the percentage of tests that are positive. And so we want to really keep that momentum. Getting infected is sort of a numbers game. Who are you close to? How much virus are they shedding? And how long were you close to them? It just sort of one viral particle isn't going to infect you, and 10 probably won't infect you, and 100 probably won't, but 1,000 or 10,000 or a million, your risk starts to get pretty high. And that's why you see these so-called super spreader events, because it turns out people got packed together, maybe they weren't being careful, and then they had the bad luck that somebody comes in and they're shedding a ton of virus. Everybody's locked in there for hours singing or yelling or whatever, and that's where you get all these transmissions.
Now that gets me to contact tracing, which is pretty important, but we just saw a report that it appears to be failing for a very human reason. People don't want to snitch on each other. They don't want to say who they've been near for fear that they would prompt a call from the state. So
do you do about that? Well, I've read about that too, Dave. You know, I think one thing that I'll disagree with a little is to say that it's failing. I think that it's not working as well as we wish it were, and it needs to be improved, and hopefully there are efforts to improve it. But I do want people to understand that all these precautions we're taking this virus, whether it's contact tracing, it's a mask, it's a vaccine, they're not success or failure. They're not black and white. They're not yes, no. That everything is just trying to reduce the transmission a little bit. Like, we get masks aren't perfect. Sometimes people argue it's masks because, hey, I saw somebody touch their mask, therefore masks are worthless. That's not true. Sure, you shouldn't be fiddling with your mask with your hands, but wearing them is reducing the transmission, and we know that. There's a lot of data. The vaccines probably won't be perfect, frankly. Like a flu vaccine in a typical year might reduce your risk by 60 or 70% of getting the flu. They're not perfect, and everybody's heard about somebody who got the flu shot and got the flu anyway. I mean, this is the reality. And so I think it's the same way with contact tracing. Yeah, it's not even close to perfect right now, but it's still helping, and we got to make it better so that it helps more.
So, and I ask you this every time, so I'm going to ask you again. Have we learned enough to do better next time?
Yeah, well, I think there was something of a perfect storm here, I think, in the virus and the way that it came out. And, you know, as the saying goes, mistakes were made. I think even by default, you know, this idea of regression to the mean, even if you just go back to average, sometimes it's an improvement. And so there's probably that, frankly. But the scientific enterprise, sure. I mean, wow. The capacity that the country has built for testing, it'll be ready to go much, much more quickly than before. But it doesn't mean that it'll be instant next time. And it doesn't mean that we don't get even more unlucky next time. And remember, as terrible as this is, the one bit of good news we got out of this whole thing was that the case fatality rate, and that is just the percentage of people who die of the virus, is pretty low. I mean, it's way worse than flu or something, but it's not like the stuff that generally people have made movies about, Ebola or whatever. But that's not impossible that could happen, and we can't get to this situation with a virus that's highly lethal.
Dr. Keith Jerome, director of the University of Washington Virology Lab. Dr. Jerome, thanks very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dave.